ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I bet you're having a wonderful day, aren't you?
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
Absolutely, fantastic.
Every day you're breathing, I think, and out of bed, I think we should count that as a beautiful day, don't you?
Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Now, I wish you'd just do something for gold and silver, but then again, he will. But gold today was down 220 at 1,292. You have silver down 7 cents today at $15.60. The white metals, other than silver, platinum, and palladium, were strong today. Platinum was up $5 at $815. And, you know, another day in palladium. I don't know how high they're going to run that, but they're up almost, once again, 3%, 1403. The USDX today was down 0.02 at 96.07. Crude oil was down 6 cents today at 52.25. This is the first chance today I got the opportunity to look at the markets to see what they were doing since early morning trading. You have the Dow up 162 points, which was down 100 points in early morning trade, 24,370. NASDAQ is back up over 7,000, up 50 points, 7,084. The S&P 2635, 2,635, up 19. 10-year yield, 2.75%. Euro was weaker. Asian and European markets were basically flat overnight. And, you know, I often talk about this fear and greed index. And certainly when the markets were, you know, dropping a couple hundred points, 500 points, 800 points, that fear indicator went down to extreme fear. But, you know, various markets and everything is all, there's no more fear. And we're still at 44, but it's a far cry from, 5-6 that we were witnessing in December. So it's another indication that we do have a tendency to have short memories, I think.
Can I make a comment on gold, if you don't mind?
Go right ahead. Be my guest.
You remember, gold is almost $1,300 an ounce right now. $1,294, I think you said, right?
$1,292,
A couple months ago, it was $1,100. Remember that?
That's right.
So keep telling people this. Maybe it went down $2, but it's still up $200 from what it was a couple months ago. If people would have bought a 1 ounce coin 2 months ago for $1,100, it would have been worth about $1,300 now. Where else can you get that kind of return for your money? Now think about that, people. That is a serious, serious question. Where else can you get that kind of return for your money? Invest, we'll say $1,100, and within 2 months later, it's worth almost $1,300. Tell me where else you can do that. Oh, but it'll go down again. It might, but it'll go up again too. You've got to think these things through, please. And silver the same way. It was down what 13 or something an ounce, 14 an ounce. Now it's up to almost 16. Is it 16? You said 15 something, almost 16, right?
15, 16. But it was trying to reach 16. But
yeah, so it's up $3.
It's up a buck and a half in the past couple months.
So folks, this, you can't beat the investment. You just can't beat this. Quit putting money in IRAs and 401ks, please. Put in something tangible that you can have your own hands on, and you can watch it grow. And when it gets high enough, Mel will say you might want to sell some now. Then do it if you like I did, and pay off your bills. Just my input on that, because it's very important. We look at it every day. You look at it every day. You see it up and down, whatever. You comment, hey, it's up a buck or it's down a buck, whatever the difference is. But we don't look back 2 months ago when it was $200 less. Yeah, I mean,
we've been in this tight trading range from basically 1150 to 1250, and it's been having trouble getting over this 1300 level. But you have to focus on the fundamentals. Also, you're right; it's going to be the greatest play in history. The gold market, the silver market, it's going to earn. People will be looking back hundreds of years in the future to this time, and to see the value of pricing for gold and silver. And just like we look back a couple of hundred years to see, how do we learn this thing? And we can look back thousands of years to see what gold has done in various points in time along the way, and to see that it's been recognized as real money for how many thousands of years. And it's going to continue, and I think the time that we're at right now is going to be the granddaddy of all. And this is what all the future economists, all the future, however the future might be, we certainly won't be here, is going to look at this time as the growth that we see in gold and silver and what it does to protect people's purchasing power and the exchange and how people, there's going to be stories. We've heard stories during the Weimar Republic where people were able to buy, office buildings for a gold coin, for a Swiss franc, and so forth. Those types of stories are going to be repeated in today's world in the very near future.
Well, so, I remember not, it hadn't been that long ago when gold was $500 an ounce. I can remember that. Now it's almost $1,200, almost $1,300. Now that's a huge increase, Melody. This had been probably 15 years ago or so. But I remember it's $500 an ounce, roughly. Now, think about the increase in that if you invest in it back then. I guarantee you no 401k will match that.
Well, the modern low was back in April. We talked about this just where I did just not too long ago. The bottom low was 250. I think it was 255 in April of 2001. So,
yeah, there you go. There you go. And it's biblical money. It's biblical money as well as constitutional money. Biblical money first, which is most important. Constitutional money second. But we no longer have that. We no longer see it in circulation day. That's obviously true. But that doesn't mean it's not a good investment. So, folks, I would urge you to call Melody and buy 1 ounce if you can, or 10 ounces of whatever you can afford. But for goodness sake, do it.
Get out of the, and I'm not a financial planner. We can't give you financial advice. But it's my opinion, you got to get out of that paper.
I agree.
Get out of that paper and get into something that's real. That's real money, because that's what's going to protect you.
I agree.
It's going to keep you free. Freer than most.
Now, this maybe will scare me into thinking about buying some gold and silver, because I got some quotes here from people that are in office right now. I read them. I thought they can't be that stupid, but obviously they are. We have one here from a Vermont senator, a state senator named Mary Ann Carlson, who said, "We must be able to arrest people before they commit crimes. By registering guns and knowing who has them, we can do that. If they have guns, they are pretty likely to commit a crime." How's that, Melody?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And, of course, our grandma, Nancy Pelosi, the grandma all said, we should only deport illegal aliens if they do something illegal. Okay. She also said building a wall will violate the rights of millions of illegals. Now, this is coming from the mouth of a senator. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee said, homicide, this is unbelievable, is the leading cause of murder. That's deep. And Pelosi said, just because someone is here illegally doesn't mean they broke any of our laws. Melanie, these people live and breathe, and they're in power in the Congress.
I understand.
Just because someone's here illegally doesn't mean they've broken any of our laws. Melanie, this is unreal. I mean, how can anyone, and I'm saying this, trying to be polite here, but how can anyone be that stupid? That's just the way it is. I mean, it's such an absurd statement. Do they think before they speak at all? Insane.
It is insane.
I get very frustrated.
I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, that's the whole point. But you know what? There's so many distractions and everything else that we got to get. That's what I said. We got to get back to the point of illegal and legal.
There's nothing in between.
But what don't people understand? And I've been told, well, Melody, there's a lot of gray area. Well, you know what? That's our problem. Our problem is because we've created gray areas. And, I'm a black and white person.
Me too. It's either law or it's not. It's either legal or it's not.
Yes.
And we see that in all areas of life now. I mean, and not just in illegals, but in morality and homosexuality. Well, the gray areas. No, there's not. according to the laws of God, the one that the important ones, there is no gray area here. Period. It's right or it's wrong. It's just that easy. And now we see, you know, people, and I'm going to make people mad, but I'm telling the truth. I know for a fact there are a lot of Christians, we'll call them evangelicals, who almost worship Trump. And Trump is going to save the country, and they still believe he is. He's got a man now up to be Attorney General who is absolutely dead set on destroying the Second Amendment. Now, I'm not making this up. This article, this is from Drudge Report. When Barr openly spat on the right to keep and bear arms on Tuesday and threatened to break down our doors in the middle of the night in order to confiscate our guns, well, that's a problem for us. In answer to a question by anti-gun Dianne Feinstein on Tuesday, Barr said that his top gun priority will be gun confiscation orders. I also think he said we need to push along the ERPOs, gun confiscation orders, so we have red flag laws to supplement the use of background check. This is the single most important thing I think we can do in the gun control to stop these massacres from happening in this first place. And Trump has him up for Attorney General. I thought Trump was solidly pro-Second Amendment. I really did. That's what I thought. But apparently, he's not. And that bothers me a lot.
Well, I think the importance of his appointment to the Attorney General's office is he believes that you cannot indict a sitting president. And I think his importance is going to be from the Mueller investigation is they're going to try and redact a lot of things and try to keep from a lot of the final details. And I don't know how much is fake news, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't go on and keep saying everything is fake news. I believe there's a lot of fake news floating about. But we have to know what's going on so we can determine which is and which isn't. I'm just not going to have one person tell me it's fake news and believe that it is. Because I'll tell you, I mean, I heard there was a Chris Christie. Now, I'm no fan of Chris Christie. Never was. Never have been. Don't want to be. I'm not a fan of Chris Christie. But he's writing a book that's going to be released very soon. And when you think about him being paraded to the White House recently to be thought for this open position of Attorney General, because I think everybody, when President Trump was elected, I think everybody thought that Chris Christie was going to get some sort of a position, but we also know the relationship between Chris Christie and Kushner.
Yes,
so we understand what's going on there. So
yes.
He didn't get anything, so this book might just be, well, I'm getting even with you. But also, I believe his visit to the White House was maybe if they offered him the Attorney General's office, he wouldn't produce this book or release this book. But this book is kind of... I guess it's kind of like all the other books that are against President Trump, and you haven't heard much, and you haven't heard much from Chris Christie lately, and so I guess he's been busy writing his book, but there's some pretty nasty things going on.
Well, stupid question, is he still governor of New Jersey or not?
No, he is not.
Okay,
no,
all right.
He's not.
Okay.
So, no, he was not reelected, and... you don't hear of anything that he's doing. And again, I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of his. Never was, never will be. But sometimes if people write a book, even if 1% of it is true, sometimes that 1%, it can be pretty devastating.
Absolutely.
That's how I view everything. I don't view everything as pure truth. I have to, just think, well, maybe there's a little fudging here, but that's the world we live in today, and it's sad. It's sad that that's the world that we live in today. But this is what we're getting from, both sides, the Democrats, the Republicans, and, they're all just a bunch of little babies, and they're not destroying this country. They already have.
Oh, yes, yes, they have.
Trump is striking back at Pelosi. He abruptly yanked Pelosi's international trip after she pulled that power play yesterday by trying to postpone. I don't know if it's actually postponed, but actually tried to postpone the State of the Union address.
Now, can she do that? I've read she can. Some say she can't. But does she have power to do that?
I think she could make a suggestion that it should be. And
well, she also said that she would pack the room with protesters too.
Yeah. So, I don't know what she, but she'll take this the next step further because he canceled her trip to a congressional trip to Afghanistan because of the government shutdown. He said he wrote her a note, I believe, due to the shutdown. You almost have to laugh. But due to the shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule the 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat. So
absolutely. Well, he hit me first. Well, she looked at me. I mean, that's just like children in the backseat of a car.
Yeah.
It is. And these people are in charge of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
The president also called on... But you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are probably cheering this on. You know, and if this wasn't our country, I'd probably cheer it on, too.
Well, can you imagine how we're being laughed out by the country? Do what now?
It's not a football game.
No, it's not, but we're being laughed at by every country in the world. You know, the Bible says, talks about Israel being a gazing stock or a laughing stock of the world at one time. Well, now knowing who we are in prophecy, we're being laughed at also. Well, I mean, we were the best. We were the best in history as far as a nation for a short period of time. And now people are laughing at our demise and destruction. They're watching us crumble, and they're rejoicing at it. Because America, Babylon, become a world empire instead of a nation trying to sustain its own people. So this is where we are. We're being laughed at. I mean, think about how nations, Russia maybe, even China, who knows, are looking at Trump and Pelosi biting at each other and thinking, these are the leaders of the once greatest land in the world. Think about that.
But you know what? I do agree with Trump, though, on this.
I totally disagree
with the way it was done.
And when
but
it was done.
But, I mean, it should have been, you know, if the government is shut down, even a portion of it is shut down, I believe all trips should be canceled. Everyone.
I agree. Any needless money spent at all should be canceled.
Absolutely.
I agree.
The way it happened,
right after she said what she said, then he did that. That shows that was not planned in advance. It was a kind of a slap back.
Yes.
You know?
So.
And what's going on in Syria? You know, when he's going to pull the troops out, then all of a sudden there's an attack over there.
Who do you think that attack came from?
It wasn't ISIS. ISIS is not that stupid. Why would they want him to stay there? For goodness' sake.
The only one that would benefit
Israel.
And listeners are going to benefit with some commercials. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What's next? We were talking about Syria.
Syria, ISIS did not do that. No. I mean, how stupid would they be? Go get rid of the Americans finally, and they were going to do an attack so they won't leave. That makes sense to you?
Russia wouldn't have done it. Syria, Assad wouldn't have done it. No one would have done it except
Israel. They want to stay there. They want to.
It's easier and easier to figure this stuff out.
But you know, the people won't. I promise you, most people won't get it. They'll think ISIS did it.
They will never believe it's Israel.
That most of them won't, because they worship that country. They're Zionists and they worship them. So it is what it is. But people have got to stop and think. ISIS would have nothing to gain by staying there. They'd have more chance of regaining territory if we were not there. So why would they go in there and cause an attack right before we leave? That is insane.
Also,
people don't fall for that.
There is another scenario. There is another scenario, and that other scenario is the CIA. Because all you saw on TV today was Trump, just like Bush on his, we won the war type thing. ISIS is dead. And now this happens, and they're calling ISIS, claiming it happened. It does benefit those on the other side, because it does, in a way, bring Trump
down.
That's
a good point. And ISIS, CIA,
could have been our own government.
CIA and Israel, though, are hand in hand a lot of times. You know that.
Well, that's true, too.
So you're right. That's a good point. Good point. But be that as it may, we'll see what happens now. We'll see what happens. But if I can see through this, and anyone can that has any sense at all can see through this. This was a intended project to keep us there, or to shame Trump, or both, whatever. But back on different topics. By the way, you mentioned Sears. I know yesterday Sears has been bailed out again, and maybe it's going to run a while. But the children's clothing store, Gymboree, declares bankruptcy for the second time in 2 years. Now, this is unbelievable. Second time in 2 years. For the second time in 2 years, children's clothing retailer Gymboree Group Incorporated has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, offering the latest sign of looming bloodbath in the retail space following stagnant foot traffic during the holiday sales season, which is dominated by e-commerce and the strain from higher interest rates. Gymboree, which filed late Wednesday, wasn't the only retailer to file within the last 24 hours. Department store Shopko also filed on Wednesday. As part of this restructuring plan, Gymboree will close 800 Gymboree and Crazy 8 branded stores in U.S. and Canada. That's a lot of stores, Melody. That's a lot of stores to be shut down in U.S. and Canada. But I'd never heard of Shopko before. I knew what that was. Gymboree I'd heard of, and Crazy I'd seen. But I never heard of Shopko. But for the second time in 2 years, they declared bankruptcy and going to shut down 800 stores. If there were only 40 people working in all those stores, that's a lot of jobs going down the drain, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And again, it's just signs that they're going to do everything possible to keep these stores going, because they don't want people losing their jobs. You know, they need to keep things going. They need to try to keep this economy going as much as they can. And so somewhere along the line, when you have 800,000 people from the government shutdown, whether they're needed or not remains to be seen, but you have 800,000 people that are not out there shopping, and multiply that by three, as a multiplier effect, is a lot of people that's not out there, and it will eventually have an impact. So, I do believe that the end of this government shutdown and the agreement is going to come, at a timed. It's going to become at a where it's going to have some major impact, distraction, and so forth. We just don't know where that, when, and that is. But, you know, something too, talking about the economy, you have the United States. They're weighing lifting China's tariffs.
Yes.
To hasten the trade deal.
We had the biggest deficit though in history with him.
Yeah.
Just read. I mean, I thought that once the tariffs put on, they save us from going down that direction.
Yeah.
So wasn't that the idea of the tariffs?
Yeah. So they're talking about, the U.S. officials are debating ratcheting back tariffs on Chinese imports just to calm the markets and give Beijing an incentive to make deeper concessions in the trade battle. Well, is that what you do? Just like Mnuchin yesterday, they're taking off sanctions off of Russia. They're loosening the sanctions on Russia. So, I'm not one of those. You know, I agree. The Russians did it. But you know, there's something. You know, you kind of have to ask yourself, what's going on? I think our economy must be at a point that they have to make these concessions.
I think you're right, obviously.
We're going to help China make, you know, maybe long. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's about our economy. If we were such a strong economy, we'd be able to hold out for those tariffs. And now we're seeing that we can't. And it's showing who really holds the cards. And it's really kind of showing who has the strength.
It is. And now that, you know, that's that. You made a good point there. America is no longer invincible, is she? She's no longer invincible.
We're not in control anymore.
No, we're not. There was a time when we ran the world economically. Seriously, we did. But that is a long time gone now. We used to feed the world. That's a long time gone now. America has lost her position, and I say rightfully so. We did it to ourselves. And now Americans, according to the article received here, go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, and that's why the slogan, Make America Great Again, was so successful. Because I think everyone in this country, I don't care who you are, every American in this country knows there's something wrong, that we have lost something. And it did bring back a rising cheer. It made you feel good. It made that, hey, you know, we're coming back. We've got someone that is in charge that's going to lead us.
Yes.
But I'm not so we weren't given the truth.
Well,
and all Make America Great Again was a rallying cry.
We used to laugh at something made in Japan? You remember that? You see something made in Japan and we laughed at it, you know, because we knew it was a copy of ours and junk. The same with the imported cars from Japan and other places. Ford, Chrysler, and GM one time dominated the car business in this nation, did it not?
Japan's vehicles were allowed to come in, but they did make a superior vehicle.
They did for a while, but for a while Japan made substandard everything, but they caught up to us in manufacturing capabilities, and they surpassed us a lot of ways. And if you remember back in the, I guess, 70s, 80s, when Lee I. Coke was head of Chrysler, they had to be bailed out. The government bailed them out so they wouldn't go out of business. You know, I mean, think about this a minute. This was one of the leading car manufacturers in the world at the time, and prayerfully, they regained a lot. But now they no longer are Chrysler. They are owned by, is it Audi? I forget who bought them out. But anyway, that's what happened. America lost, I hate to use the word pride in a bad way, but the pride in what they produced. We lost the desire to manufacture the best in the world. We lost our standard. We dropped the standard to the point that now the other nations are outproducing us with better quality materials. And that's the way it is. You used to buy clothes off a rack. You buy one size, no matter, you know, you go up the rack and buy a pair of pants that you need or whatever you wanted, and they fit you. You didn't even have to try them on because they fit you. They were the size you wanted. And now they come in from Vietnam and Bangladesh and Afghanistan, and you have to try on four pair of pants and all the same size, and only one pair fits you. But at one time, they're all made in USA. We had our own textile mills. People were working on producing quality product. Levi, Blue Jeans, and other manufacturers. Now there's none of them made here. We did it to ourselves.
And those textile factories aren't coming back. You might have high-tech companies come back, who makes TVs and computers and things like that. But textile factories, they're not coming back. They're not.
And that's a sad statement, but now...
It is.
Americans says Americans' economic hope has collapsed. This article just read about today, again on, I think, Breitbart News. One thing is for sure, the crash in stocks in December has crushed the hope of Americans that their economic future is going to be better under President Trump. Overall, confidence dipped to 58.1%, a four-month low, but U.S. consumers this month were the most downbeat on the economy since November 2016, a third straight drop after expectations reached 16-year high just 3 months earlier. Now, think about that, Melody. We went from a high, the highest ever, in 3 months ago. Now we dropped down to lowest since 2016. People had a shock. They were slapped in the face, and maybe that's good for us. Maybe they found out that this isn't going to be helped by one man doing anything. I don't like to say that, but sometimes in order to get a mule's attention, you got him between the eyes too before. Kind of like a woman. But anyway, that's...
Hey, I believe in 2x4s.
I hear you.
But anyway, in my direction.
but Americans are losing confidence, and I can see that. I can see that, and I, maybe that's part of the plan. Maybe that's what they want to do. Maybe they want to destroy our confidence some more and cause more chaos. I don't know, Melody, but all this is going on has undermined our nation to the point I've never seen it this unstable before. Have you?
Not to such the large degree that
no,
it is.
No,
I mean, there's always been, different areas, sections, whatever, a group here, group there, and so forth. But it's everywhere. And you listen to, and it's all these talk, it's these talk other than ours, but you listen to just some of these programs. I was listening to NPR when I was going to the post office today, and I thought I was going to fall over. And I mean, I just can't believe some of the things that they say. It's baffling. Just like your quotes from the politicians when we started the program. Are you kidding me? And so you're right. It is something, and I'm not here, this program isn't about, bashing President Trump. I mean, we all hope
something
came to the better.
No, it isn't. It's not just him. It's not him. It's also Bush and Obama and Clinton. It was all of them. It's not just him.
All of them. No. And it's, we've gone too far down this road. And where does it turn around? I think it plays itself out. This is a day of reckoning that we're going to face.
Yeah, it has come. Even if Trump had good intentions, and get the benefit out, let's say he went in with good intentions, he can't do it. He cannot do it by himself. He can't do it.
There's too many, America, you can't drain that swamp.
No.
The swamp does not have a plug.
It's a big...
There is no drain plug in the swamp.
It's the biggest leech on a healthy society ever was, and it's sucking us dry, and we can't get it off.
So
it's a blood-sucking leech.
Yeah, so it's not... So where do we go? You've got to protect yourself. That's
you
the
do.
Bottom line.
It's coming down to individual responsibility, folks. That's all there is to it. It's coming down to you, especially you men are head of households, and ladies too, if you're not married, if you're both married, but if you are married, whatever. But men, it's your duty as head of the house to make sure your family's taken care of. Like it or lump it, it falls back on you. And if you don't prepare for the future, I don't know that you'll live to see it, but your children will when they're going to wish you had it.
The only thing that I still hold out hope for with Trump is when things get heated and he's in a boatload of trouble, he's in the position of power that he can make other things happen. And whether it'll be for the intention of a good for the country or whatever, it might seem that way maybe. But you saw what he just did. He is a tit for tat person. And, you know, if they come after him and, you know, the after Michael Cohen speaks February of 7th, you had Rudy Giuliani come out and said, hey, you know, yeah, the campaign, yeah, there's collusion there, but not with President Trump. I don't agree with that. If there was collusion with the campaign, there was collusion with President Trump, whatever that might be, and whether it's a definable defense, I don't know. That's not my job. But he is the type of person that will get even, and he has the power to do so.
Well, you know, at first I really thought all this investigation was a bunch of hogwash. Now, maybe I was wrong on that. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe there is some fire where the smoke was. You know, maybe that's true. I was really thinking of just trying to come after him because they didn't like him. But they also...
They did start it with that. They did go after him because they didn't... I mean, that was, you know, but... If the shoe fits, it's there.
I agree. I totally agree. But you know, you have to wonder too. How many elections have we interfered with as a nation?
Oh, agreed.
You know, I mean, who are we to call them black? You know, they're wrong. That's what Pac called the killer black, as I've said many times. And we ourselves. Many times have influenced elections to the point of taking out leaders, have we not?
Absolutely. Regime change. We're good at it.
Absolutely. Don't be pointing fingers even at Trump, even if he did collude with the Russians. I guarantee you, so did the Democrats collude with somebody.
Absolutely.
This is the way this nation's run. These are two mobs, these are two factions of two mafias, if you will, fighting over power. That's what it boils down to. They both want total control. And they don't care who they hurt to get it. Now, that's a fact. And American people are the, we'll say the children in this marriage are going to pay for it. Even in a divorce, children suffer the most. When in a fight like this, Americans suffer the most.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And people, I'm telling you the truth. If you don't prepare yourself, if you do not prepare yourself right now, I wouldn't wait 6 months to prepare myself. I'd do it right now. Because I don't know what's going to happen in the next month. I don't know. It's that unsteady. I've never felt this way before. Never in all my years being on radio, I've never felt the urgency I feel right now for people to do something with their lives before it's too late.
And you know what's funny? We went through 2008, 9, and 10, and there was always a degree of, you know, whether you know, a control somewhere. I don't feel that now. And I think that's what you're saying, is you never felt like this. There's no control.
There's no underpinning left.
Right. So anyway, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All righty, folks, we're back. Melody has stepped away from the microphone a minute. She had to take a phone call, I believe. You listen to Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul, my co-host here, and honored to be here with Melody. I really am. I really enjoy doing this broadcast. Melody Seastrom is a lot of fun. You got to hear us during break. We have a lot of good times talking to Todd and between Melody and myself and just sharing things, but we cover some serious issues, and please, trust me on this. I'm not going to lie to you. I get nothing out of this. I don't make money from gold and silver sales. But call her at 800-375-4188 and tell her what you can invest and see what she suggests. You can't lose anything by doing that. You really can't. A phone call is free. 800-375-4188. Now, you know we've been talking about other places, cities here in the States and other places, doing the universal basic income. Well, India, a little state in India, is going to be the biggest experiment with a guaranteed income so far in the world. A man takes a 10-rupee banknote and 1-rupee coins from a wallet on June 28, 2018 in Mumbai. High in the Himalayas, Sikkim is one of the tiniest states in India, but it's about to embark on an experiment of global interest. Sikkim's ruling party has announced an ambitious plan to implement a universal basic income for every one of its 610,577 citizens. Let me repeat that. That's a lot of people, folks. Over 600,000 citizens will be getting universal basic income starting soon. If successful, the scheme will represent the largest trial run anywhere in the world of a concept that supporters like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg say could provide a safety net, help alleviate poverty, and address the challenge of job automation. Detractors, meanwhile, say it would reduce the incentive to work and would come at a huge expense. Now, folks, think about this. Welfare has destroyed millions of people in our lifetime in this nation of the incentive to work. I have spoken to them personally. You've offered them a way to make some money. Well, I can't do that. I might lose my check. Now, I'm telling you the truth on this. You know I am. This will make it even worse. Who has to work? We're going to get more guaranteed anything. That is pure communism. A universal basic income is a regular guaranteed income paid by the government. No, it's not paid by the government. It's paid by you and I. It's paid by the taxpayer. Government can't pay anything. They don't produce anything except chaos. Universally and unconditionally to all citizens is a cash payment that aims to replace often confusing array of assistance states offer to citizens and places spending decisions in the hands of the recipients. Folks, the government does not pay this. We got to get over this idea. The government take care of it. They can't take care of it. They have to take it from you first and give it to somebody else. That is thievery. Call whatever you want. It's stealing. And it will not last. I will tell you quite up front as frank as I can be. If I have to feed a bunch of people that will not work, and I'm guaranteed income also, why would I go to work? What would be the point in it? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to start ranting and raving here, Melody. I'm glad you're back with me before I started. But the state, I mean, this is insane. The government's going to pay what? Melody, the government can't pay anything.
No, they can't. They can't even pay their bills. That's why we're in debt.
I mean, for goodness sake, a state in India is going to give almost over 600,000 people UBI incomes and see how it works over there. And the government's going to pay for it. The government taxes us to get the money to pay for this stuff. In India, it'll be the same thing. Why are people so cotton picket stupid?
You know, you have these bleeding heart liberals remember all the social programs, remember the war on poverty. And while you were reading in that article and talking about, you said their goal is to eliminate poverty. It doesn't eliminate poverty.
That's what Johnson was too, wasn't it?
That's what they tell us. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell the people to get these programs, because everybody wants to see poverty eliminated. Nobody likes to see people go starving and hungry. You see the little children and they're, you know, with barely any clothing and their little bellies hang, you know. Nobody wants to see that. We all want to see poverty eliminated, but it's not going to be eliminated by having a government hand out checks. They eliminate your jobs. And who is getting wealthy from the elimination and the creation? Is this just part of the evolution of another industrial revolution, or whatever you want to call it, age, a new industrial age? You know, what are they going to do with all these people? Well, Butch, there are two things. They can either pay them as these UBIs, or they can kill them. One of the two. They're going to have to eliminate. Because
they can't do it forever. They can't feed them all. So elimination is the next thing. They can't feed them all. So let them die.
Is the next thing.
We have a lawmaker. It's either Washington State or Oregon State. I'm not real sure. Who are going to ask people to donate your bodies to make compost out of. To put back in the soil. Now let that sink in a minute. They have taken the people's lives of creatures created by God, and now want to put them down to the idea of being compost in a garden. How much lower can we go, Melody?
I don't have anything to say to that. Yeah.
I mean, I mean this is for real. And I read these articles and I think, now every time I think that we've hit a new low, we can't go any lower, then
but
I read that.
But you know what, Butch? There's going to be a lot of people who say, well, we go into the ground anyway, so we, you know, we're ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we go in the ground. People might think that's a good idea.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Of course they think it's a good idea. I can't find the article. I can't find it right now, but the lawmaker wants to do that. They want, you know, said you cremate people, which I don't believe cremation to me is wrong. The fire in the Bible is always reserved for punishment, not for people to be cremated, because God even had dead saints' bodies took back to their homes. But this is a serious situation, and to show how far it's going further along. Now I'm not making this stuff up. This is in my hand right now. Blood from the young now on sale for the old in San Francisco. Stanford-educated founder of treatment intended to fight aging. Now, this is a real thing. This is by Ethan Barron in Bay Area News. You don't have to drink the blood of children to reclaim the vigor of your lost youth. You can mainline it for $8,000 a liter. That's a little over a quart. Ambrosia, a startup founded by the Stanford Medical School graduate, has begun pouring the blood of young people into the hardened arteries of their elders in five cities, one of them San Francisco, according to a new report. So for $8,000, you can get a quart of young people's blood. Melody Cederstrom, this is the country I grew up in. I mean, they want to use your body for compost. They want to give you young people's blood. Now, you ever heard that? What was that show? Was that years and years ago about the people get a certain product to make them live longer, and they ran out of it. What was that?
I don't know which one.
My mind's going blank. But anyway, but when people didn't have it, they panicked. So would there be a run on blood?
I don't know. It's all so bizarre. People want to live forever. They want to look.
They're trying every way but the right way. Every way but the right way. Christ promised eternal life. We don't want His way though.
Oh, and that's the easiest way.
That is so unthinkably evil.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
And nothing to say. I mean, it's even though we know things are bad, that kind of just makes it even. Hits it home harder, hits you in the gut, you can't say anything. So it makes other things seem kind of mundane when we see our nation falling to the point that they're going to sell young people's blood, and they're going to let bodies just be decomposed to make compost for gardens. I mean, this is literally the dregs of society. We're seeing a nation that's unraveling. We're seeing the pus coming out of a dead corpse, you know, with the maggots eating it up. And we're seeing it today in America. That's a good way to put it, folks. That's all I can say.
Well, I talked about this program before in L.A. There's a restaurant where they eat people. They serve human remains. I mean, you can't walk in at 5 o'clock and make a reservation, you know. I mean, that's only open at certain times, I guess when they have bodies. It's a very elite club. And it's just kind of very frightening. Very disturbing.
Life has become of no value as a whole.
True.
Back in the 90s, when I first started the radio and started preaching, I told people that as long as we allow the murder of babies, sooner or later they're going to start talking about euthanasia and older people. And now we're seeing it down to the point that old people are going to start drinking young people's blood. And they're going to use their bodies when they do die for compost for gardens. We are seeing this nation literally fall into a moral abyss that I don't think any nation in the world's ever saw yet. And that really breaks my heart. I have 6 grandchildren, ages 18 down to 10. They've grown up in a society where what once was called evil is now called good. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to, their compass is out of kilter. They don't know which way to go because the foundation has been destroyed. The Bible says the foundation be destroyed. What can my people do? What can the righteous do? So anyway, different topic. If you want to change topic, I don't want to get into that, start preaching or something, but it does break my heart. It makes me want to cry. It does. But talking about border patrols and control, some ranchers are now finding on their property where people come across the border illegally, they're finding Muslim prayer rugs, where they leave the rugs in the desert. They don't take them with them. Muslims coming across the border. Not only that, in the last 5 days, they found Chinese and Indians coming across the border. Now, Melody, why should that concern us? I mean, they're not all from South America. Middle Eastern, China, India, coming across the southern border. Why would they come across the border? Why would they come? Why are Indians coming across the border? Why don't they come through the ports? And China, the same thing. How long can we absorb this before everything really does collapse? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it, you know, I don't know what to say about that. I'm sure they find a lot of things across that border. It's not new, though. I mean, this has been going on for how long? 30 years?
And it's actually gotten worse under Trump.
And, well, it's actually gotten better since the early, you know, it really started heating up after they passed NAFTA and everything, you know. And usually when we have a better economy, yes, you're going to have more trying to get across here to take advantage of our better economy. And, of course, you know, from 2000 and, you know, after the 9/11 and so forth, you know, we didn't have the best even. We've been fighting until we hit 2008, we were fighting a recession from 2001 before 9/11, and so our economy wasn't great until the past couple of years. So you did see a decline in those coming over the borders, and now that the economy is better, you see that increase. So it's difficult, I believe, for this administration to really make impacts on protecting that border, because of these sanctuary cities like we have in California and New York and so forth. I mean, they're just snubbing their nose at the federal government, at President Trump, trying to do something about it, trying to turn those illegals into legals. And that's the part that I have issues with. But again, how hard is it to work on border security? Number one, you quit the funding. Hey, government is shut down. If you can shut Pelosi from going on a 6-day tour of the world, you can shut down the funding for a lot of these issues that would prevent or perhaps at least help to stop the illegals coming open and coming over, and maybe some of these sanctuary, and I do believe they did try to stop the funding to some of these sanctuary cities, and of course the courts turned them down
overruled
and so
that.
Forth
yeah.
but you know,
well,
you I don't
saw
know.
where the illegals right outside of Nancy Pelosi's home. She has a wall around her house. You believe that? Can you believe Nancy Pelosi's got a wall around her house? And they were asking, why is a wall there? Seriously, I mean, the illegals are coming around their home saying, why is a wall here? I hope that that won't jar any sense in her, but she'll make us think about it. Another topic, we're running out of time here very quickly. Mexican truckers are being hijacked in Mexico, being hijacked at least 30 times a day now, and they're actually armor plating their tractors, their semis, actually armor plating against AK-47 assaults. It's very expensive, it said, but insurance companies are demanding armored equipment for shipments worth more than a certain amount. So the insurance will not cover them if they don't armor plate their vehicles. Think about that. Isn't that amazing? I mean, right on the road, highway robbery with AK-47s. Just thought I'd share that with you before we run out of time here.
Well, you know, I can't finish that thought. Oh, darn. The thought I am going to finish is I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Butch, thank you for joining us. And I do enjoy these programs. I enjoy all five of them this week. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Single penny left for me. That's too bad.